This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We will destroy ISIS, and we will protect civilization. We have no choice.
That's the president talking about ISIS. A lot of outrage, of course, over what's going on in Syria. A lot of conversation there. We're going to dive into that as well. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. It's interesting. While all of that is happening in the Middle East, the border has been actually pretty quiet. I was talking to a Border Patrol agent I know the other day, and, you know, he's verified for me in El Paso that there's been a big drop in the arrests. And what they're saying, he says, what the conversation is around the water cooler there is, because of all the conversation about the wall and what will happen to people with deportation, that sure, some immigrants are still coming in, but where there might be hundreds of immigrants that would cross over, there's a considerable drop in the amount of the number of people that are crossing and that are stopped and are caught. So there is what they're calling, he told me, and I think now it's been coined a term anyway, the Trump effect that's keeping some of the illegals away. In fact, there's some statistics from Homeland Security. Fewer than 12,500 people were caught in the southern border in March. That's the lowest number, do you know, that they've had in 17 years? And the second straight month that the border arrest dumped pretty sharply? Wow. So the White House jumped on this, and they said that this is part of the commitment to securing the border and supporting law enforcement, and we're getting some results already. And there is a big, big, big change. Can't deny it. Let's go to Izzy right here at the top. Hi, Izzy.
Hi, Kay. I just have to say, real men love cats.
Nathan loves cats.
I need to send him one of my original design T-shirts, and he can just wear it. If nothing else, around the house, because I design T-shirts once in a while, either with my photography or my artwork, and I heard him. And amazingly, I was just looking at Pinterest full of cats. It was that like, oh, my. Yeah. I'm a cat lover, and my house is a virtual museum.
Oh, that's cool. So you heard the story, so everybody knows listening that may just tuned in. Jimmy the cat was gone for 2.5 years, Izzy, and then they found him. The family was, like, hysterical with excitement.
I bet they were, because there have been animals missing for 4 and 5 years that have found their way back home.
Wow.
Actually, there was a golden retriever that was lost on the West Coast and found his way back to, I think it was Florida.
Mmm.
Yep.
Wow, that's an amazing story.
I read a lot of animal stories. But I got to tell you real quick, before I get on my rant, I rescued a cat with no back legs. Well, they only had little stubs. Back in 94, my daughter fell in love with that cat. And everybody said, oh, it won't live long because of the hips and blah, blah, blah. She passed away just last year at 22 and a half years of age.
Wow.
Yep.
Oh, I love that. Nice.
Yep, and we built special steps for her so she could get up to the window and up on my daughter's bed.
I love it. That's sweet.
And that's one of my T-shirts, the story of Reggie.
Reggie, that's a cool name.
Yeah, well, she named it. And I thought, okay, fine, I have goofy names. Anyway, I have to tell you, no, Ivanka Trump, I've been meaning to say, does not belong in the White House. That is clear nepotism. That is wrong. I don't care who's in the White House. They bitched about Obama. Well, I'm sorry, but she just doesn't belong there.
Family.
Yep. And, You know, it's a, I think it's a security issue also, but that's my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So, nope, she doesn't belong there. And did you hear the latest that drinking milk is now a racist issue?
Oh, that's ridiculous, isn't it?
I was like, well, then what about chocolate milk? Is that a
racist issue? Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I mean, I do think that black women also produce white milk when they nurse.
Right.
Like, anyway, I read that and I was like, you've got to be kidding me. When is the colossal stupidity going to stop in this country? We're starting to look like real dummies.
Yeah, we are. That, you said the right word. We're looking like real dummies.
Honestly, I can't believe the crap people are coming up with. Are you on drugs?
Yeah.
Or are you in a scientific program to see how crazy you can get?
No, I agree.
Or how crazy we can make you? Seriously, I read, and it's all this racist crap going on. You know, I haven't read the news hardly in days. I let it go, repeat, but that was my one, bitch. I thought, declare milk, a white supremacist was the term used.
I was like,
okay, show me a cow that produces chocolate milk.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, maybe it's black and white. What are those, the Guernseys?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a racist cow or a biracial cow? Okay.
I don't know. That's for another time. That's nutty to me. I agree.
Anyway, for all you cat lovers out there, keep on loving your babies. And all you wolf lovers, make your voice heard. That's all I have to say. It was not really much of a rant, but it was
just a little bit. Just a little bit this time. I love it. The cat lover, Izzy, thank you for that. I bet you, you know, this woman does everything well, too. She's had a couple of different careers. She's told us about that in her lifetime. And now she's, you know, designer of T-shirts and art. Wow. How cool. Doesn't get any better than that, right? You get to putter around and do what you like. And Izzy is definitely, definitely one of those people. You can tell that, I know she raised a bunch of kids, went through cancer and some other things that she shared with us on the air. And she handles whatever the curveballs are that are thrown at her. That's for certain. Speaking of curveballs, one of the things that certainly has all of us just tripping over ourselves is the shocking images. And, you know, Izzy mentioned not seeing the news for a couple of days. That gas attack in Syria, just absolutely awful. And the question becomes, Assad, is it time for Assad to just get out of the way? I think Assad needs to go. I don't care what he says about us. No, it's the responsibility of somebody else. It's the rebels. It's always the rebels. It's never Assad. So this line has been so crossed. Find the evidence. Get him out. This is heinous. It's despicable. That chemical attack is so awful on innocent people, women, small children, little babies. It really is in your face, a smash against humanity. And no reaction to that is just unacceptable. Remove the Syrian president, Bashar al-Assad, now, before it's too late. Meet you in a few.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah.
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, four-season sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Reminder that my favorite sporting event is coming up. My way to escape all the insanity of what's happening around the world is to simply watch a little golf. I know. Some people just think it's the most boring sport ever. You know, I've got this fabulous golden retriever, Mahalo, and Mahalo likes golf too. I swear, I think he watches the ball when they hit it off the tee. And then they make their approach shots. But coming up is the Masters, and there's a couple of really, it's a couple of my favorite players actually are playing in this, and it includes Phil Mickelson and Jordan Spieth, who actually doesn't live too far from our Dallas-Fort Worth studios. I think we have Mr. Spieth in the wings talking about how he feels about the Masters.
It's more of like when I get on the golf course than it is Magnolia Lane. Magnolia Lane, you know, you just, you're like, well, you know, I'm here, you know, which is a great feeling. And then when you get on the golf course, you start to kind of remember certain shots you hit here and there and different years and different putts you made. And it's pretty cool to be able to reflect on that out here.
He has a green jacket. He almost won another one, but he blew it when he had a blow up hole last year on the final day. And Danny Willett won from England. Who? He's got the green jacket. Phil Mickelson is my favorite overall player, Lefty. And here's what Lefty had to say about his favorite place on Earth.
I
I always love coming here. I think we all do. It's my probably favorite place on earth. And I've had some good and some bad, and I look to always try to fight it as we go down Magnolia Lane.
Down Magnolia Lane. That's what everybody talks about, you know, just making the approach and getting up there for the Masters. So I'll be taking a time out over the weekend and watching a little golf as you all laugh. That's what I do for the Masters anyway, to relax and watch the field. So to see what the scoring updates are from the first couple of rounds. The first round starts on Thursday, and then it all wraps up on Sunday. Yes, it's a great escape, the great game of golf. It's been a weird week in Washington, D.C. It feels like that. You know, just every week is a weird week. There is so much going on, and yet nothing still on health care. I think that is one of the biggest common denominators for all of us, because I really don't hear very many people, a few, that say their health care is fine. Otherwise, almost everyone I know, unless they're with a really big, solid, good company, and I definitely have friends that fall into that category, they're not saying much. They're fine with their health care coverage. But everybody else, they're trying to figure it out, trying to figure out, I'm not sure what this a la carte means. I don't understand what's covered and what's not. You know, in a way, it reminds me of when you're confused. You know, when you go to rent a car, they tell you, well, you get the extra insurance because if somebody dings your car, you don't have everything right. And before you know it, you have no idea what you're paying for. I think that's what it is. One, we don't know how much we're paying because there's some confusion there. And we don't know what we're paying for. And I'm not just bagging on healthcare to bag on healthcare. I know because I see other people around me and my family trying to figure that whole thing out. And the thing I can figure is I don't understand why the people who represent us don't get their act together if I'm in Congress. And maybe it is complicated. Of course it is. But if I'm in Congress and you're my constituents, I'm giving it to you simple. I'm giving it to you Tim Russert style on a whiteboard and saying, here's what we got. Here's what the problem is. Here's what I'm trying to do. Here's where I'm stuck. Here's the obstacles. And I can't move this whole mountain by myself. But this is what I've looked into. And here's all the research. And this is what I think we should do. Boom. Do I know for sure it's the right answer? Not necessarily, but I'm trying to figure it out for you, the people I represent, because I don't want people to not have coverage. I don't want people to go to an emergency room and panic because they think they're going to be billed while they're having a heart attack. They're going to be billed $25,000 for the short ride that they took in the ambulance. Just how I would handle it, let's put it that way. Let's hop out on the lines and dive over to Grimm in Mississippi. Hey, Grimm, how are you?
Well, after what all you said, I'd just say nothing's complicated, Kate.
That's right. You figure it out. You figure it out. Or you do the best you can and say, here's what I know. Here's what we've researched. I have a congressional staff. If nobody else is going to help me, this is what I know to be true. And this is where our problem lies, and I, as a single one person, as a single congressman or woman or senator, you can't do anything if you don't have the votes, but you can at least tell people, I'm working on it. Here's what I found out. I don't get it.
Well, the problem is when they use certain words like it's too complicated for you to understand and all that, what they're really saying is I'm trying to figure out how I can profit from it.
They should just say that. Hey, look, people, I'm going to be really transparent. I need to make some money on this. I got to get on the right side of it. So let me figure out whose palms I need to grease.
Their job is not to make money or to. Their job is regulatory.
Yeah.
That's what their job is. They need to get that in their mind. It's just like the next time you hear Ryan or you hear Leslie, what's his name, the other senator, or McCain or any of them say that they're conservative, they're not conservative, they're progressive.
Mm.
And most of them are progressive.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even consider myself conservative. I consider myself constitutionalist. That's what they need to understand. Not even
yeah, there's a big difference. Yeah.
Not even a constitutionalist conservative.
Yeah, I agree.
Because you know, they don't really know what conservative. Well, I don't want to get on that rant. Hey, Kate, I've got a good one for you because I'm going to write and send you an email on a little skit I came up with after we got off last night.
Cool.
I had one of them dum-dum-dum-dum.
Well, I like it.
And it's been a while since we heard it. You probably replaced it with your husband, which, you know, everybody knows now who wears the pants and who wears the shoes.
Touche. I love it.
But it kind of conforms to couples, a little thing that I had happen to me, and you'll enjoy it when you read it, and maybe you'll
okay.
read it on air.
I know.
I sent you those wallpapers, and I want to tell you something that you can do yourself to break up, you know, the monotony of a clerk that's checking you out, you know, when you see they're down or something.
Right.
You know how most of these iPhones, idiot phones, whatever you want to call them, you know, you can pay directly tapping the little credit card thing, right?
Right.
Well, load up that one wallpaper that you're going to look for and tap it. Tap it. For some reason, it don't want to work. And she says, well, let me see. Well, it's not accepting wooden nickels.
That's good. I like that. That would be very funny.
Because I sent you a wallpaper of a wooden nickel.
I saw that. That's so funny. I love that. In fact, I set that back on to somebody, yeah.
That just breaks up their, you know, they get a laugh. You know,
right,
it makes
the monotony,
their day
yeah.
better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just, you know.
I'm all about the humor. I am all about the humor. I agree with you. No matter what the situation, if we didn't have humor, I think some of us would fall to pieces. I agree.
Well, that's what helps them because a lot of them, you know, have to put up with a lot of, well,
crummy people. Yes.
Crap.
Yeah. Crap.
You know,
you're right.
Because they're having to deal with the public. Anytime you're dealing with the public, you know, other people have their bad days and have a tendency to, you know, it is pretty bad, but I just don't like the way they take advantage of us up there in D.C. and don't do their job, because their job is not to take our money and spend it and create what they want, because that's just eroding our rights. Their job
right.
is to regulate and make sure that we don't have our rights stomped on.
I agree.
That's the whole reason the flag don't tread on me. That's the reasoning behind that. And they're just driving
they're
just
over
with a
yeah.
semi-truck.
I agree, and semi-truck. And we want that truck to go away. We don't want to be backed up on anymore. I agree, Grim. Wooden nickels. You never know where that conversation is going to turn. Coming up, we're going to take you back to January, that Fort Lauderdale shooting, and a different angle on guns, and a rocket scientist as well. Stay with us.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Many Americans suffer from poor digestion, which can adversely affect their health.
For you guys who have digestive issues, glutathione is amazingly important for inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, Crohn's disease, stomach cancer. The glands of the stomach produce lots of glutathione. So glutathione's got multiple roles to play, and one of the best ways to upregulate to make more glutathione is to take the building blocks, glycine being one of the most important of the building blocks for making glutathione. Your ultimate enzymes contain something called trimethylglycine. We know it as betaine. We talk about betaine as an important ingredient for acidification, for keeping the pH of the stomach nice and low. But betaine can also help you make glutathione.
Help your body build glutathione. Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com. Order today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Have you seen the movie yet, Hidden Figures? I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And I cannot believe, I mean, I guess I can believe it, but we know that there are other people out there just like what we saw portrayed in the movie. And we're going to introduce you to one right now, Olympia LaPointe, who just has an amazing story. Imagine you fail math and science until the 11th grade. Then a math teacher takes you under their wing, teaches you how to think differently. You end up graduating at the top of your class. You're hired at Boeing after graduating. You're 21. And you work to calculate the probability of catastrophic explosions in space flights. Incredible. And we're just scratching the surface here as far as this rocket scientist is concerned. TED speaker and author, Olympia LaPointe. Olympia, thanks so much for popping on.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. I'm just so happy to be on your show.
So let's talk about your childhood and what I mentioned that how did your brain get turned around, and did you get in the groove of really liking math and science? Because I'm assuming you got there, because there's no way you could do the job you did if you didn't change your mind.
Oh, thank you so much. People always ask me that, how did I turn my thinking around? As you mentioned, I was a rocket scientist for NASA's Space Shuttle Main Engine Program, and we helped launch 28 missions to space. But people are surprised that I failed algebra, failed geometry, failed calculus, and failed chemistry. And I have to look at that because that was my past and I learned from it. But what I specifically grew from that is the realizing that everyone is intelligent. Everyone is smart, but only if they understand how to use their brain. And I was who loved math after going to a field trip when I was 6 years old to JPL, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory here in California. I said I wanted to be just like a rocket scientist, and I didn't know how challenging that was going to be. In elementary school, I studied mathematics, and I failed algebra. And I didn't realize that when most people go through an emotional experience in their life, the first place it usually shows up is in their mathematics and science education, but specifically in their mathematics education, because that's where the brain is required to use the frontal brain lobes. When someone is going through any type of emotional turmoil like I was going through, or any child that's going through any type of emotional turmoil, whether it is a bad teacher, if it's difficulty at home with the parents, if it's a hard time at school, it shows up in the mathematics education itself. That's where the brain actually processes the difference between fear or problem solving. And when someone has problem solving going on or solution finding, the frontal part of their brain lobe is actually firing and the fear is not. And what turned my life around is that a teacher, it was in 11th grade, sat down with me and showed me how my brain worked. And no one had ever done that before. And that was the turning part in my life to allow me to see, oh my God, I'm actually smart. I could actually do this math. And it took a while to actually learn the mathematics, but I eventually got it. And then I became fast at it. And then I was showing other people how to do it. And then I eventually launched rockets with it.
When you go to Boeing and you are this rocket scientist, and it's 1998, and even though, as in the movie Hidden Figures, we see and what happened with those scientists, you had to have overcome, I would imagine, some amazing things because you were young. You're a Native American, French, African American woman. What was your treatment like, or how did you get people to pay attention and listen to you at such a young age?
Well, they did it. And that's the most funniest thing, because when I watched the movie Hidden Figures, well, first off, I was just so amazed that Hidden Figures was made, because when I looked at Katherine Johnson's life on screen, I actually started crying. Her life and my life were identical. And even though it being 40 years later, after that moment in time, I still went through the exact same thing. And I was so moved to write about that, that I ended up writing the article on the Huffington Post. And in my book, Mathophobia, I share about what it was really like to actually be one of the youngest people there and doing the mathematics. And people are unaware that in the rocket science world, in the propulsion world, everyone has their piece. There are people that focus on the structural dynamics, how things won't break apart. There's people that look at thermodynamics, what type of fuels can actually be combined and created together so it wouldn't melt from metal when it goes through. There are engine guys and, like, turbo pump individuals who will look at the type of blade speed that needs to rotate, and rotation does this need to be created in order to exit a swimming pool within like a 6 second time period. I mean, this is the fluid that needs to go through. These are the skills that everyone has. And so my job was a mathematician in the reliability engineering system safety world. So I had to literally go to every single person, capture their math, capture their science, put it all together within one mathematical formula to say exactly which type of explosion would happen before it would occur. And that was the most challenging part, because not all the people were talking with one another.
Oh, communication. Oh, boy, we could talk about that for hours.
And I realized that was the beautiful gift that I brought. And I was one of the very few women there. I would go into this room, and there would be like around 200 people in this room, and I would be like the only woman. And I'd look around, and I was sometimes the only person of color, but mainly I was the only woman. And at first I thought to myself, oh my God, how is this going to work? And they weren't used to working with someone who were different than they were. It was just not something that they were culturally expected or prepared to do, I should say. And everyone I worked with were excellent people. But it took time for them to understand that there is a gigantic difference between not necessarily me being a person of color, but me being a woman and they being men. And I think there is such a beautiful diversity opportunity available with men and women working together in the workplace, because what I recognized in my particular and personal experience is that me being the only woman in that room, I was the connector. That's what I didn't realize. I had the ability to communicate not only the technical information, but connect everyone together so we were all working in such a team way to prevent explosions that we changed the design. And it was one of the most challenging experiences, I'll be honest with you, the most challenging experiences I ever went through. But it was the most powerful because I realized the role that I had was to connect people as a woman. And that's the most striking thing that I look back on is I had the ability to connect people with the technical information so everyone could see the same picture and make a difference with it.
Wow, that's powerful. As part of that team and doing that, you helped launch 28 space missions, some we certainly know and have talked about when we think about the space shuttle days. For you, and I know this is hard to boil down, what was your proudest moment as far as those space missions?
Thank you for asking that question. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. In my TED Talk, Reprogramming Your Brain to Overcome Fear, it was interesting. At the beginning of the TED Talk, I count down. I do this thing. It's 10, 9, 8, and I count down. I bring the audience into that moment in time where I'm supporting mission control. And I'm launching this. And that was the most powerful time for me. I had to build and build and build to the point where I knew every single weld. There were over 3,000 welds of the engine alone. I had to know exactly where every single piece of machinery was within the engine. It was like a human body with all these different organs everywhere, where you have to know how each one operates, what's the temperature, what's the pressure. I had to know every single one of the tubes, over 1,000 tubes. I had to be able to know exactly the number of each one of them. And the proudest moment was when I could sit in this dark room for 12 hours looking at this data from all these different things of the engine supporting mission control in what we call the ROT. It was the most amazing part of my life. Here I was in this room, and I feel like I'm getting emotional right now. Here I was in this room where I was helping launch the rockets, and I was just like the men that I saw in the pictures that were on my field trip in first grade when I was 6 years old, when I told myself I want to be just like those men that I saw. And that was the point in my life where I realized, oh, my gosh, I made it. And I made it. I made it here. And it was sweat and it was tears. It was times in which I thought to myself, how am I going to make through this? How am I going to be able to get this information across to the people? There were times in which I remember the second day I was hired and one of the people came to me and circled me and looked and was in complete awe because they had never seen a woman working on the floor before. And later on, he became one of my biggest supporters. But I remember right after that, ladies I didn't even know, brought me over into the restroom and told me, all right, you don't know us, but just to let you know, we've been here for years. You're like the first engineer that's come on this floor. And just to let you know, there's a few men that will push your buttons just to make you seem emotional. And it's important that you stay calm, because at any moment that you do not keep yourself calm, you'll have a reason to put a man in your place. And it was just coming from women that took me to the side in the restroom. And so when I saw the hidden figures for the restroom scenes, I was thinking to myself, oh, my God, this is just like, oh, this is just like my experience. And when I sat in that dark room supporting launches, I knew that I had made it out of all those experiences. I made it. So that was the most important thing to me.
Wow, what a story. You can check out her TED Talk, Reprogramming Your Brain to Overcome Fear, over 500,000 and counting views worldwide. Olympia LaPointe, what an inspiration. Rocket scientist, TED speaker, and author. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. It has been so fun to be on your show. Thank you.
Thanks, Olympia.
We'll be right back. What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
America tonight, and everybody is still trying to make sense of what happened, and you can't really make sense of what happened in Florida at the airport in Fort Lauderdale. I had a friend who was affected by it and had luggage strewn all over the place, but feels lucky that that was what it was all about. It took her an extra day and a half to get home. Sadly, too many lost their lives and others were injured, and now this Florida airport shooting suspect is going to be in a federal court. So the 26-year-old, what we know is he was an Iraq war veteran, and of course he's accused of killing those five people in Fort Lauderdale at a very busy airport, and it's the latest in what we unfortunately see as some people are terming it a gun rampage. And again, he's due in court. Esteban Santiago is his name. He had a history of erratic behavior, and he has admitted to investigators that he had planned out Friday's attack in Fort Lauderdale, bought a one-way ticket from his home in Alaska to carry it out. And that's what we do know. They haven't ruled out terrorism as a motive, and they're investigating whether mental illness played a role. Clearly, I think he was absolutely not right. She's been on the show before. Michelle Byington joins us from U.S. Law Shield. Michelle, thanks so much for popping on the show.
Thank you.
So, you know, whenever this happens, what it starts to ignite is this idea of guns, access to guns. Oh, if that wasn't possible, would that have happened, et cetera, et cetera. So you respond to those kinds of things. What do you say to that when you hear that kind of conversation?
Well, what's to stop this individual from just getting into a car and running into a crowded festival and killing five? Or what's to stop him from grabbing a knife and stabbing five people to death? At the end of the day, there are five people dead, and he chose to use a firearm that he was in lawful possession of. However, if it wouldn't have been a gun, it would have been something else.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you on that. If it wasn't a gun, it would have been something else if he was so intent on doing that. But one thing it clearly, and as you said, it was lawful. Here's the gray area about mental illness and waiting periods and would someone know. But I think it's so difficult to know that for sure if somebody's mentally ill. Is there a history? Is there a record? What are people saying? Because, you know, that's another part of what the discussion is.
Absolutely. So someone who is adjudicated as mentally defective cannot possess and purchase firearms. Now, that takes going in front of a judge and a judge declaring you as mentally incompetent. And before that happens, there are many steps and many processes and procedures that have to take place in order to take someone's rights away because the government says that you shouldn't have them. And it sounds like this individual was at those sort of beginning stages where he was going and talking to the police. He was committed. My question is, was he involuntarily committed or was he voluntarily committed? Because there's a difference there as well when it comes to your legal rights. But we all go through the same sort of due process before we lose our rights. And it sounds like this individual was probably on his way to having his rights taken away. But unfortunately, he decided to act before the state could get that accomplished.
Yeah, so as somebody who regularly advises lobbyists and whatnot on firearms and self-defense issues, what is the thing that you think is the most challenging in your role, or what do you see as the U.S. Law Shield program continues?
Well, the hardest thing is the emotional argument, because any time, I mean, if you saw that surveillance video, it was
awful,
horrifying. And then, of course, there was some video that was taken by somebody's iPhone where you could see these people who were on the floor bleeding out. So when you see those images, it just makes your heart sink to your stomach. And that's the hardest thing to overcome for the gun lobby are these compelling emotional arguments. However, the response to that is, yes, it's horrific what happened. However, we need to look at facts, we need to look at statistics, and we need to look to people's rights. And we can't legislate based on people's emotion. We need to legislate based on facts.
Yeah, that's well said. Based on facts, absolutely. Where do you see a lot of these? See, I see the arguments never stop, obviously. That's why you have the position you have and there's all these conversations. What do you think is the next frontier? I mean, in self-defense, you know, again, I think there's not enough of the stories out there, frankly, of people who have been able to save lives in situations that are horrifying.
Right. And it's frustrating for somebody who is a gun owner, and I represent gun owners daily. It's frustrating to see on the media how demonized the firearm is when I see every day how it does save lives and how it does deter crime. And so it really is a challenge to get sort of that narrative out there against the anti-gun crowd that, you know what, there was a grandmother who had her home broken into, and but for having a firearm, God knows what would have happened to her, right? She was able to defend herself and her home because of that firearm. But you just don't hear of those stories out on the media because it doesn't further the liberal agenda.
Yeah, and now we're seeing a changing of the guard in D.C. What's the thought there? There has to be some conversations about that, I would assume, because now you've got a Republican and Donald Trump coming into the White House, and he's talked about gun ownership.
Yeah, I believe most Americans with regard to their Second Amendment rights don't feel like Trump is going to attack them. He has come out and blatantly said that he is not going to attack gun rights whatsoever. And the NRA has come out with, in which Trump agreed, with national reciprocity for handgun licenses, which I think is a fantastic idea. And so we're no longer going to see that sort of pressure or that fear that many people may feel because you hear of Obama demonizing the firearm or, you know, Nancy Pelosi demonizing the firearm anymore, and they don't have the majority control that they did have. And so I think a lot more people may be more comfortable with perhaps using their firearm, being proud to say they're a gun owner, because, you know, we've got this Republican swing right now on the federal level.
Yeah. Boy, interesting stuff. All right. Thanks so much, as always, for lending your insight to us here on America Tonight.
Thank you.
All right. A little more on the story about Santiago. Santiago, of course, is going to be asked if he understands the charges that face him during the hearing. Here's the thing about this. Bond will be set at the Broward County Jail in Fort Lauderdale. Now, here's what's interesting to me. He could face a death penalty if convicted on charges of carrying out violence at an airport, using a firearm during a violent act, and killing with a firearm. But it might be months before prosecutors reveal what actually happens in his future. They've got a couple of weeks to indict him. Then they have to go through the whole death penalty review, all of that. Executions, so you know, have been on hold in Florida since the U.S. Supreme Court struck down the state's death penalty laws a year ago. The Florida Supreme Court overturned a rewritten version of it, I guess, in October. Six people had gunshot wounds from the attack. About three dozen suffered minor injuries in the chaos. Passengers, airport workers fled the gunfire. And they say Santiago arrived on a connecting flight, as I mentioned before, from Alaska, got a 9mm semi-automatic handgun, so you understand what's happening here, from his checked luggage before he loaded it in a bathroom. Horrific. He then jumped back to the baggage claim area, walked while shooting in a very methodical manner, as they say, 10 to 15 times, aiming at his victims' heads, according to the criminal complaint. Information, of course, surfaced just in the last day or two, that police in Alaska took a handgun from Santiago in November after he told FBI agents there that his mind was being controlled by a U.S. intelligence agency. Not good. They returned it to him about a month later after a medical evaluation found he wasn't mentally ill. So now there's going to be people very sad by what they let happen or fall loose or were duped or whatever. So you know a little bit about his record. He served from 2007 to 2016 in the Puerto Rico and Alaska National Guard. He was deployed, as I mentioned before, to Iraq from 2010 to 2011. The Pentagon released all that information. And his relative said, listen, he was acting erratically since he returned from Iraq. And boy, that video that was pushed out, I think I saw it on TMZ, showed him walking calmly past the luggage carousels before he just pulled the handgun from his waistband and started shooting people who fled or dived to the floor. It was one of those, again, one of those horrible things where it's a mass shooting, people are calmly getting luggage, happy, some of them celebrating, doing whatever, and then they're left to question, how could this happen? Why did this happen? All of those questions, and I think there's going to be a lot of questions that surface around them taking the gun from him, but then him getting it back. Oof. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind.
I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.